I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter gives us a warning. He says, beware of false teachers. And I believe that's the focus of this chapter of 2 Peter. In verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Well, I see several things in that first verse. I see in verses 1 through 3 collectively the destructiveness of false teachers. Peter's telling us there that there's something past and present taking place. There's past false prophets. There's present dishonest false teachers. And he says these dishonest or false prophets and dishonest false teachers are sneaky. He says they're coming in privily, privately. These teachers are sneaking in. And what are they doing when they come in? They're teaching detestable. This is damnable. They're teaching detestable false doctrine, and that's the heresy that's mentioned in verse 1 there. But the Bible goes on to say that they even deny the Lord that bought them. This means to me that these people who came in at that point in time, who had been and they came in the present, this tells me that these people had been saved because they had been bought. But they had denied the Lord Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20 it says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 23, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. We need to serve God. We need to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, because we, as saved people, have been bought with a price. But notice these false prophets and these dishonest teachers, these false prophets and dishonest and false teachers that were present and past. And let me remind you that these false prophets and these false teachers, dishonest false teachers, are around today. These people actually evidently, some of them know Jesus as Savior. But the Bible teaches us here in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 that these people who are teaching wrong in churches in this country and around the world, these people are teaching false doctrine. And it says, even denying the Lord that bought them. They may be saying there's another way to heaven. They may be saying that you have to work your way to heaven. They may be saying that Jesus, maybe he didn't rise from the grave. And, you know, I don't understand how they could be saved and teach something like that. But they evidently are so deranged in the Scriptures. They are not studying the Scriptures, and they've been swayed some way. They're teaching these damnable heresies in the churches in this world today. But the Bible says, and they bring upon themselves swift destruction. What is that destruction? I have no idea. But the Bible tells me that they're not going to get away with what they're doing in so-called Bible-believing, fundamental churches in this country and around the world today. They're not going to get away with it. They're sneaking in, and they're bringing in things that are not that is not true. And I believe that there's also people in the church today that are not saved, who are allowed to teach, even in Sunday school classes, teaching from the cradle up into the adult classes of certain churches in this country and around the world. These are false teachers who are not teaching the Word of God. I believe it's not only speaking here of saved people, but I think it's also meaning that there could be unsaved people who are placed in a place of having authority to teach the Word of God, but they are denying the very Lord who bought them. Now, of course, if someone has never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they haven't been bought. They've not turned from sin, as the Lord tells us that that happens at the moment of salvation. You turn from sin. But the Bible tells us that we're bought with a price, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Peter goes on to say in verse 2, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Many people are going to follow the false teachers and false prophets who sneak in trying to and doing, teaching everything except what is biblically sound. Well, the impact of these false teachers, many follow their malicious methods or ways. Proverbs 14:12 tells us that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If someone teaches other than the Word of God, if they teach what they believe instead of what the Bible says, the ways thereof are the ways of death, the Bible says there. And these people who have come in, they've come in unawares, really. They're false prophets and false teachers. They're teaching malicious methods or ways, their ways. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Righteousness brings life. Jesus said He was the righteous one. He's the one who came into the world, and we need to be teaching Jesus in our churches today. And notice what else Peter says here. He says the truth will be blasphemed in that verse. Notice, let's read it again, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." The truth will be blasphemed. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3 it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Many verses talk about this, and Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 7 says, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." We need to guard our mouth. We need to guard what we say. And when we do say something concerning the Lord, it needs to come from the Scriptures. We need to be telling people around this world that Jesus saves and that Christians need to get serious with the Lord, that He is the truth, the way, and the life. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28 again it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Jesus took upon Himself the sin curse. He became sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if someone comes teaching or preaching something else other than Jesus Christ, the way to heaven, then they're false prophets, they're false teachers. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23. "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Give what you have." In other words, the Bible teaches us that we're to give ourselves to the Lord. When we get saved, we are saying, "Lord, I'm not my own. I'm giving myself to You." But so many times we forget that we've committed our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to stand up for Him. What teachers should be teaching is found in Proverbs 22:21. It says, "That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee." This is what the teachers should be teaching. We need to be ready to give an answer to every person that asks us for the reason of the hope that lies within us, and that hope of heaven is through none other than Jesus Christ. Don't stop telling people about the Lord. And I might say this is not only for preachers, this is for every saved person in this world. There is no excuse not being able to give out the Word of God and telling people how to be saved. Now in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3 it says, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Notice here in verse 3, their destruction methods, or the destructive methods that these false prophets and false teachers use. False teachers will exploit you. They'll make fun of you if you're standing up for the Word. But you don't have to be ashamed because you know the truth. It says by covetousness, not theirs, but yours. They covet what you have, and they're jealous. They will market you like merchandise with lies. This means feigned words. These false teachers use other people's desire to have or be something they are not in order to further their own sinful lust for recognition and power. There are preachers standing in the pulpits today who have never been born again. They're standing there to be known as great prophets of God when the Bible teaches us that they are not prophets. They are not prophets of the Lord. They are false prophets. And there's teachers today who are standing who want to be seen for themselves and not for the Lord. The Bible tells us that that's wrong, and that's what Peter's telling us in that verse, in verse 3. Well, there's coming a time, Peter tells us in verses 4 through 9, that there is the doom of false teachers. Something's going to happen. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." Now we're going to read on later on in verse 5 what takes place here. We're seeing here the angels in this verse. We're seeing the example of angels who sinned. These angels followed Satan. In Jude 6 it says, "The angels which kept not their first estate but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Many verses speak of this. And how many of the angels followed Satan? Well, the Bible tells us that there was one-third. There were one-third of the angels in heaven. Luke chapter 10 and verse 18 says, "And he said," and Jesus said this unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." This vision Jesus received by Christ, when he received this, was both a retrospective assurance that Satan had already been cast out of heaven when iniquity was found in him. You can read Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 15 and 17 concerning that, and also of his eternal fate in hell in Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 through 15 and Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. The Bible says that the devil is going to end up in the lake of fire. And so will all those people who refuse to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Do you know him today as your Savior? Are you willing to ask him to come into your heart? Are you willing to say, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please save me so I can be with you one day. Please save me so I can serve you now while I'm on this earth." If you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, why not do so right now? "Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior."
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.